Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. We're live today. DeBoer Heart and Lung Center broadcast booth, Citizens Bank Park. We've got a Phillies-Padres game tonight. Hugh, before that, we're playing video games. You ready for this?
Yes. Yeah, come on, man. I play video. I haven't actually played in a while because I've been on like real-time strategy computer games. But, yeah, I'm ready for this.
So, yeah, so we're doing the show here today because after the show, we're meeting up with the winners of our item in the Phillies Fantastic Auction. They won a chance to play video games on Fanavision with us. So we're doing that this afternoon.
Yeah, that's gonna be
pretty awesome. Meeting up with some of our listeners who won tickets to the game with us tonight. So we're here all day. We're locked in at Citizens Bank Park. Hopefully Bryce Harper's locked in and feeling good. If you missed it yesterday, well, we all saw that he was back and he played, right? He went 0 for 2. He walked. He got hit by a pitch. So the
first night, performance-wise, got hit by a pitch. That's terrible.
Yeah, but I mean, it was a curveball. He was fine. It's not a great omen. I'll give you that.
It's like, damn, dog.
But here's the question now. Now that Bryce is back, are you expecting Bryce to be the Bryce Harper we're used to? And, Hugh, I think before he spoke yesterday, I would have said, yeah, look, he's back. As long as he feels right, I'm expecting an uptick and a big Bryce Harper second half. But then I heard him. Here's Bryce Harper yesterday as he returns to the lineup, and he doesn't sound like he's feeling himself. Here's Bryce.
I didn't think I was going to take any other steps forward of feeling better or anything like that. I thought we were kind of at a standstill of it feeling the same the last couple of days, and you know, from BP to live and things like that kind of gave us the same result each day. So I thought today was a good one.
I didn't think I was going to get any better, so screw it, I'm back in the lineup.
Good as it gets.
Yeah, as good as
this
it gets.
As good as it gets.
And that's not good enough. I mean, I'm lowering my expectations. Like, I'm happy he's back, and you said it earlier, he brings something to the table that will help them even if he's not hitting the way we're used to.
Mm-hmm.
But I think for this team to go as far as we want it to go, they need him to hit at a high level, you know, especially down the stretch of the season, right? We're talking about September, October. That's when they need the best of Bryce Harper, and I have no idea what I'm getting out of him. All I know is this. He's not sounding to me like he's feeling great about where his wrist is. It almost feels like, hey, I guess. I mean, might as well give it a try. And I said it last week. When he was taking 75 swings in the cage, I was like, what are we wasting all those swings for? If you feel okay, maybe just come back. But I just didn't love the way he sounded, Hugh, yesterday. So I'm not expecting Bryce Harper to be Bryce. Are you?
Yes, I am. I'm expecting him to adjust to the situation that he's in. He's not 100%. That's obvious. That's obvious by the way he said it yesterday, but he's out there. And from what I'm recklessly speculating is that the trainers told him there's no more damage you can do to it. So you just have to figure out what is comfortable for you. So it's one of those things where I know you can't change your swing during the course of the season. I know that's hard to do, but he's going to have to adjust maybe his approach just a little bit so that he's comfortable enough to do some of the things that Bryce Harper used to do. I know you got mad when I said it, but.
Don't say it. Go ahead, say it.
Maybe move some runners
over. Move runners. You think it's funny?
I don't think it's funny.
Kevin Stocker moved runners.
I'm just being realistic.
Mariano Duncan moved runners.
Do you agree?
Placido Polanco was even better at moving
when
runners.
Bryce Harper is in the lineup, man, the lineup is better.
Yes, but moving runners is usually what you associate with a guy that can't hit.
I know.
Or at least right can't hit with force.
Right now, we want as much production as we can possibly get from Bryce. And if he is in a position where he gets on base and he's moving runners as he can, I'm okay with that right now. I understand exactly where you're coming from, Joe, and we need him to be the Bryce Harper of old, but I think it's going to take a little bit of time for him to get comfortable with that. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Moving runners. Like a slap hitting second baseman, moving runners. 215-592.
When you say slap hitter, that just sounds so bad.
Well, that's what those guys are. I mean, slap hitters move runners. They hit behind the runner. They're not hitting with force. Where do you come down on Bryce Harper and what you expect? Our Twitter question today, do you expect Bryce Harper to play at his typical level now that he's back? 57% no. And then if you missed it a few minutes ago, we had Andrew Filippone out from Pittsburgh on with us. And we asked about the TJ Watt situation, which seems like it is really a few months ago, I would have said, they're going to figure it out, right?
Yeah, TJ Watt's not. Because he's an iconic still.
Yes, but I don't know. I mean, when he mentioned that everything you would think the Steelers would do, they've done the opposite this offseason.
Yeah.
It does open up the idea that maybe they're changing the way they do business and they would trade him. And he threw out our guests an idea, you know, maybe a Nolan Smith and a late round pick for a TJ Watt. I love Nolan Smith, but I would do that trade. I mean, TJ Watt and Jalen Carter and Zach Bond.
I mean, it's enticing. It's definitely enticing, but no, I wouldn't do that.
Don't you think it gives him a better chance to win the Super Bowl this year?
What? TJ Watt?
TJ Watt.
I think Nolan Smith does.
Then TJ Watt this year.
Yes.
But he's not better than him.
Because the reason why I feel that way is because Nolan Smith had one of the best playoff runs that you could have
without
as a young
question,
pass rusher.
But he hasn't done it in a season yet.
And he's been working on his game. I've seen video. He went to the pass rush summit. Shout out to Chris Long. Bunch of the other cats went out there. I think who else was out there? It was a couple guys. But he went to the pass rush summit, and they're trying to work on his pass rush and becoming a better pass rusher, which I think is pretty cool. That would have been something that if I'd have played in my era – I would have definitely won.
How many sacks would have added to the ledger?
I don't know, man. But to have, because who's out there running the summit? Robert Mathis. Robert Mathis, if you know anything about it, one of the smallest pass rushers to ever accumulate over 100 sacks.
He was a strip sack artist.
Yes,
he would
was.
Knock that ball out.
Rob,
yep.
And that's all. What did he went to? Alabama A&M? I think he went, Alabama A&M. Shout out to the Aggies. He was a guy, like he teaches, that's all he does. Teaches pass rush. That's all he does.
It's actually
man.
An interesting and comp for because size wise,
yes,
Nolan is kind of small. Because like
Robert
was.
Is not like he is not a big pass rusher. He played in Indy, but boy, when he got off the ball and he did the spin, like he was a technician.
Well, we saw in the playoffs last year. Remember the sack Nolan had on Jordan Love where he came inside and then ran back around.
Yeah,
he's got some.
Robert has. He was coaching with the Colts for a while. I think he's still coaching. Not sure exactly where he is. But, man, he was at that pass rush summit. Like I said, Chris Long and those guys were there. And they're just soaking up the techniques from old heads and young cats. And he's incorporating that into his game. So, yes, I think it's a little bit premature to try to compare him to what TJ Watt has accomplished.
Well, yeah, of course.
But in this defense, he has a tremendous upside.
Well, I agree with that. I mean, I look, if Nolan Smith is here for the next 10 years, I think he's going to be a tremendous Eagle. I loved when they took him. I loved the way he came on last year. But if they could get TJ Watt and the price is not multiple first-round picks, the price is Nolan Smith, who, by the way, you know, we've talked a lot this offseason about, hey, you got to pay all these guys. Well, they have to pay Nolan, too, after this season. Now, I don't know how much he's going to get paid. He's going to have to put together a really strong regular season to get a big payday. But he was a first-round pick. I think something we kind of forget that because he was the second pick that year.
Yeah.
But they had two first-rounders, right? Like, obviously, Jalen Carter was the first-rounder. But Nolan, as a first-round pick, is eligible for an extension after this season. So he's not going to be chief for much longer. Let's go to Henry in Exton, who's up on WIP. Hey, Henry.
Henry.
Hey, how are you?
Good, Henry. What's up?
Good. Hey, thanks for taking my call. First time caller. I listen to the show all the time.
Oh, you got it, Henry. We appreciate you. What are you thinking?
That, people that think with a little too much logic might think I'm crazy right now, but I'm with you. Nolan Smith, he's gonna ascend rapidly this year. And I know that because I played Madden in 2024,
2025. Live your truth.
This is what you do, Hugh. You live in truth.
Led the team in tackles, went into 2026, was the MVP of the league. That's a stretch in real life, but he's going to take a huge step this year. I think it's a mistake to try to go out and try to find a guy to buy a championship. I think he's got chemistry with the rest of the team, and I think it'd be a mistake to go after Watt.
So the last thing you said is obvious. There's chemistry there. I mean, these guys play together. I love his personality. Like I think he could almost be the next Brandon Graham in terms of personality, Henry. So I love the idea. There is one thing that I think we're leaving out of this conversation, though, and I'm not sure. Obviously, it didn't happen on your Madden season. He's been banged up. I mean, if I have one worry about Nolan Smith, Hugh, he's had injury issues. His first year at a shoulder in training camp, and then that, or in preseason, right?
Yeah.
The last preseason game, and then we didn't hear from him much during the regular season. And then he tore his triceps or biceps
in the Super Bowl.
So that affects his offseason.
A little bit of durability.
Right. If I have a concern, Henry, with him ascending to the level we hope he does, the durability. Yeah. Like, if you promise me he's fully healthy, I think he's going to be a 10-sack guy pretty soon, too.
I feel like I'd have a similar concern with Watt. Same concerns with both. But again, I'll leave you back to your show. Thanks for taking my call. Recently married this weekend, Brianna Holtz, love you.
Congratulations.
How about that? That's a big week for Henry's first call to the Midday Show when he got married. What do you think's the bigger memory there?
Calling us.
Yeah, I would say too. Yeah. His first call to the Midday Show. I would agree with that.
Congratulations.
So this is, you realize you contributed to that, said there.
Are you talking about the Madden season?
Well, no, I love the call, and I appreciate the optimism for Nolan Smith's career, but you tell people to live their truth.
Live their truth, man. And if it makes sense to you, listen, this is the truth. And I Tuck and Mike are sitting right here beside. All you got to do is nod, because I know people can't see you.
Well, but they were kind of on you people earlier. They were on
YouTube
a little
bit. But what I'm saying is, like, as sports fans, we all have our unique takes on what we feel strongly about. And some of them are based in nonsense. I mean, let's be realistic. As sports fans, we need to embrace that. It might sound stupid to you, but it might be the gospel to somebody else. I mean, but that's the beauty of being fans and having these sports talks on a day-to-day basis.
Are you coming up with a new tagline for WIP? It might sound stupid to you, but it's gospel
but
for
it's
us.
Possible. Yeah, but isn't it, though? It might sound stupid to you, because how many times do we get – when we look on social media, that was a stupid take. But yet, you're still here. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you.
Like, yet, you talk about how stupid our takes are, but yet, you show up every day and you partake in our stupidity.
So is this you admitting Wheeler at 9, your list is
no,
stupid?
No, I'm not admitting nothing.
I'm just wondering.
I'm not admitting nothing. All I'm saying is –
it sounded like a little bit of declaration of admitting.
No, 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 no.
It sounded like you were coming clean.
No, I'm not coming clean. All I'm saying is – if you feel strongly about your – how many times have we settled?
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy.
Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
On the station, and in conversation, and said, boy, you know, Elliot doubled down on what he said.
Every day.
Every single day. And we still allow Elliot to work here. And he has some of the
– Not just allow him. We invite him on the show all the time.
And not only is he allowed, he thrives in the situation that he's in. He's blown up so much that other people have taken his gimmick. The charting the plays thing.
Well, what I saw SportsCenter was talking about the Browns mini camp charting their quarterback.
That's what I'm saying. They have
that's
taken
a win for Elliott.
They have taken Elliott's shtick. So that's why I say believe if you believe it, and if you can argue about it, go for it. Believe your truth.
Yeah. See, this is how Zach Wheeler gets ranked as low as he didn't.
Buddy, who just called? What's his name? Just called in with got married and said he had a great season on Madden.
Yep.
That was his truth.
Yeah.
Let him live that, man.
He can live it, but I'm trying to live in a little bit of reality.
No,
and TJ Watt's going to the Hall of Fame.
As fans, we don't live in reality, man. Let's stop. Let's stop with that. Okay, let's come to grips with that. As fans,
we
don't live in reality.
Here's deep down, deep down. If they trade for Watt, they're going to have to pay Watt, and that's a big L for defense, a luxury, not a necessity.
No, it's not.
Of course, it is.
No, it's not. Like
if they spend $110 million on the pass rusher,
if they do, which they haven't done so far, that there might be some truth to
that.
And that story will still be written.
Yeah.
But right now, the present formula that the Eagles have. It's to overpay on one side of the ball and muddle through on the defensive side.
Let me ask you this, because I saw a list yesterday of teams that could make sense for Watt. Mm-hmm. If you're Howie, now I know you have your perspective on you wouldn't do it, right? You wouldn't trade Nolan in a late-round pick to get him.
Mm-hmm.
If you're Howie and you're on the phone and you're checking in with Steelers, just seeing what the price is, and their GM says, Howie, this is what we have, and unless we get a deal that tops it, we're sending him to Washington. Does that change your perspective?
Mm-mm. It doesn't. I still had the best offensive line in the league. T.J. Watt is a monster.
Yeah.
No question. How many sacks did he get when he was here? When he came?
Well, wasn't he the one that broke Jalen's hand? Remember, he punched it out?
Was that this year? They've been playing him this year.
It was in December, yeah.
Jalen got his hand broke?
Yeah. Do you remember that he had the wrap on his hand for a few weeks?
I didn't know he broke it.
Yeah. Well, whatever it was. Might have not told us it was broken.
Okay,
but
I got you.
Yeah, he punched the ball out on her.
No, I still don't want him. I mean, for what this defense is.
How about if he's going to Detroit?
Still, nah.
See, you paused on that one.
Well, because I know what you're talking about, because you got Hayden Hutchinson over there.
And what?
Their defense was they were overachievers for the most part.
I'm just saying, like, if he ends up either staying in Pittsburgh or going to an AFC team, whatever, right? It doesn't really affect us. If he ends up on an NFC contender.
No, I hear what you're saying.
It makes it challenging.
I like what we could do against T.J. Watt schematically. Now, I forgot about the whole Jalen punching the ball out thing. I did forget about that. But I like what we can do schematically to stop that. Mm. You know, because, we still got Sashawn Barkley, and we still have the corner situation. You're talking about one aspect of the game. When you talk about the Commodores.
Yeah, it makes them better.
Getting that. But I think that they still lack in the secondary where we can still have advantages.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm not saying that it tips the scales totally.
I get what you're saying.
But it would close that gap, right?
Yeah,
they got Tunsil this off, and they were good last year anyway.
But you know what's funny? Even when you think about the Commodores and what they did, as bad as that defense was, what did they do? They went and upgraded their offense. They went and got an offensive lineman.
Here we go.
I
told you so, Douglas. I'm actually shocked they didn't add to the pass.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, that's why I'm wondering if they're waiting for this or waiting for Hendrickson.
Maybe, but when you talk about – when I think about going into a war room as a GM of a football team or whatever, And I say, what do I need to improve on? The first thing that they said
offense.
Was we need to protect our quarterback.
They got Tunsil, and they drafted a tackle in the first round.
Yes.
Yeah, they that's what they
that's
did.
What, that's why now you're starting to see
no,
my vision.
No, I'm just relaying facts to the audience.
No, I'm just saying, now you see my vision.
Buzz, how much of this nonsense from Hugh is just because he doesn't want his take to be wrong on defense and offense?
I think a lot of it's based on that. He's double,
Buzz,
tripling.
You're batting 1,000 today.
Well, I'm just saying, when I hear nonsense, I got to call it out.
Yeah.
That ain't nonsense, Buzz. What have all this stuff? I got cliff notes. What did you not understand about these notes that I just dropped on you?
The cliff notes?
What are you not understanding?
This is what I hear every time you drop your cliff notes.
He said, I'm doubling down.
I mean, every single time. It's just, let me see if I can double, triple. Just because you had a bad
because
take once doesn't mean you have to double down on a bad take and triple down on it.
Don't bring up the AI thing.
First of all, Buzz, it was a historic take.
Through AI said this.
It was historic take. And it is thriving and surviving all this time.
That's
for 3
because
years.
We bring it up all the time.
No, because there's so many examples of what I said being true. Y'all just don't want to hear.
I so regret inviting Filippone on the show because he gave you ammo. It's like the Steelers spend a lot on defense and they don't win anything.
No, but the data is there for you. You just refuse to look at it.
Yeah. Well, here's also the data. The Eagles won last year because of their defense. Whether or not they spent a lot of money on it, they had a great defense.
I mean, you know, there's a couple Mustangs out there that outrun fast cars too. Yeah. I mean, because they're built better. Yeah. More bang for your buck.
Just because you spend a lot on defense doesn't mean you actually have the best defense.
Buzz. Well, that's true. Buzz making fair
about?
Points.
Hey, Buzz ain't making no fair points.
Yeah,
the best defense in the league won the Super Bowl.
Buzz is mad because I had Wheeler at 9. That's why Buzz, he's still feeling some.
We're offended. Offended is the word. I'm offended.
I'm living my truth.
Yeah. See, this is the problem. You just think you could put willy-nilly put together a list.
I mean, but
put him at 9.
It's a valid list.
It's really invalid.
And I get ammo every day.
At least I respected earlier. Devin said she would consider moving him up.
I ain't moving nobody.
Yeah. Well, you have until 1:30.
I ain't leaving.
Yeah.
What was that? Leonardo DiCaprio, yeah. Wolf of Wall Street? Yeah, I ain't leaving. I'm not leaving.
We have to at 2 o'clock. Those are the rules. All right, let's go to – let's grab Clifford in Springfield. He wants to talk about Bryce Harper. What's up, Clifford?
Guys, the fastest way to get yourself run out of this town as an athlete is to be a mopey, whiny diva. And that is exactly what I hear from Harper these last couple interviews. Pete Rose was always out there. Steve Carlton was always out there. Lenny Dykstra, always. Why is he missing so many games? At the end of the season, getting in the playoffs or not in the playoffs is coming down to maybe one game. We can't afford him. The doctor said his wrist was fine after he got his boo-boo from getting hit and it shut him down. The doc said he was fine. Now, do you hear a burning desire in his voice to be out there?
So that's not what I heard. What I heard, Clifford, is almost like he's letting us know he's not right. Now, is he doing that to kind of grease the skids if he doesn't perform well? So we under. I don't know where he's coming from, but I didn't hear a player who feels like he's right, and he wanted to make sure we knew that yesterday, Clifford.
His results are diminishing, by the way. I know there's a Bryce Harper cult out there. I don't want to pee off people too much. His returns are diminishing. World Series, loss. NLCS, loss. Division Series, loss. What are we getting for our $500 million? Here's what I want to do. I want to trade them. I want to trade them like a Herschel Walker deal and load me up the prospects, offload that $500 million, because it ain't working. See you guys.
Well, Clifford, we appreciate it. So we got our first trade Bryce Harper call of the week there.
That's strong.
Yeah,
$330 million, by the way.
Yeah, 330, right. $500 would have been a worse investment. $330 has been a good investment, I would say, over the years so far.
I mean, I'm kind of stuck on the whiny part. I mean,
I didn't think of it as whiny.
Me neither.
I also didn't think of it as he felt upbeat. He didn't feel upbeat at all.
No, he didn't. I feel like people are – I mean – Bryce Harper's a hell of a player, and I think that Bryce Harper is a very, very prideful player. I think the hardest thing for Bryce right now is knowing that he isn't 100% and he doesn't know when he's going to feel like he's 100% and his team needs him. So that whole, whatever you called him, whiny or whatever, I don't – That's not what I got from him.
Here's one thing I will say about yesterday. We saw this last year. We had a caller, I think it was OG Wade, who compared him to Embiid earlier.
Yeah.
If you're back, I don't need you to tell me that you're not right yet. You know what I mean? Like,
well, you want to.
It almost feels excusey to me. Like, he knows he's not right. He knows he's probably not going to dominate the way we've seen in the past.
Yeah.
And he wants to let us know
that he's not 100%.
And I don't need that. Like, if you're okay to play, then you got to play.
That's fair. I mean, because I've always been of the mindset, you know, when you walk out there on the field, you lose all excuses.
I respect that about Jalen Hurts. He's been banged up at different times in his career. 2 years ago, he had the knee, and he never wanted to talk about it. I think I'd rather you do that. Like, Hurts didn't play his best 2 years ago, and we knew there was a knee issue, but he didn't want it to be the reason that he, like, we talked about him not playing well. I respect that.
Yeah, and now when you present it like that, I see I see more what OG Wade was talking about, like the Joel Embiid.
Well, Joel does that. Joel lets us know he's not right. So then when he doesn't play well, we're like, well, he's not right.
Boy, hell, about to freeze over. I'm agreeing with OG Wade.
Well,
about
it's
something.
One of those days. Yeah. It is.
I mean, but it is a little bit of air of that. Now that you think about it, it is like, hey, not 100%, but I'm out here. Yeah. You gotta work through this. And it sounds like that's what the Phillies basically are saying. You have to work through this because technically you're healthy.
Yeah, like I was joking earlier, but I want to be lied to. But I would have felt better yesterday. Is that I'm back, let's go.
If he sounded more positive.
Yeah, I'm back, let's go. Yeah. You know, let's go. I'm ready to roll. Like, that's it. And then we go play baseball. But instead he made sure we knew. He's still not right. 215-592-94.
This might turn quickly.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
This might get
well, they better win and he better hit. And then that always solves everything. Are you feeling on Bryce Harper right now? Are you expecting Bryce to be the Bryce Harper we're used to? We got some Sixers moves in free agency, but them not keeping people. We'll hit that. And yesterday, Spike Eskin threw out an idea on the afternoon show about the Phillies and how they get better at the trade deadline. At first, I was like, you just can't. And then the more I thought about it, it was an interesting idea. We'll throw it out there next. And T.J. Watt, we had a guest from Pittsburgh earlier. He threw out the idea, Nolan Smith and a late-round pick for T.J. Watt. Would you do it? It's the Midday Show live from Citizens Bank Park, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.